create plans to achieve your goals. Now, it is time for you to work out how you will achieve your goals. You need to create a plan that includes the actions you need to take on a daily basis. By taking daily action, you will confirm to your subconscious that you are a winner, and this is essential for the formation of your winning mindset. Trying to achieve a goal without a plan is useless. Your plan is your roadmap to success. When you first create your plan, you will not get it perfectly right. This is fine, just make adjustments as you go along. Today, we are lucky to have information at our fingertips on the internet. Use this to your advantage. Whatever you want to achieve, there will be someone who has done this already and shared their experience online. So, take a look at what they did and whether this is a good fit for you. An effective planning technique. You can create an excellent plan to achieve your goals by asking yourself the right questions. So, you need to go somewhere quiet with a pen and paper or your journal and ask yourself how you are going to achieve each of your goals. Take as long as you need to do this. Usually, you will spend at least 20 minutes on this exercise. So, if you want to make $100,000 in a year, ask yourself, how can I make $100,000 in a year? Write down all of the ideas that come to mind. When you ask a question like this, your subconscious will respond. It has to respond to any internal questions that you ask. Asking yourself questions is extremely powerful. Keep going with this until you really cannot come up with any more ideas. Once you have a list for your plan, you can add to it later. Each night before you sleep, ask yourself the same question. Your subconscious will work for you while you are sleeping, and it is likely that you will wake up with more ideas. If you have an idea in the middle of the night, then have a pen and paper handy so that you can write it down and then go back to sleep. It doesn't matter if the ideas sound crazy, just write them down. People with winning mindsets use this technique all of the time. Break your plan down into daily tasks. Once you have the ideas for your high-level plan, then the next step is to break this down into things that you can do each day to move you closer to your goal. When you take daily action towards your goal, you make a statement to your subconscious mind that you really are serious about making this happen. In turn, your subconscious will do everything that it can to help you. If you were only to take action every few days, then your subconscious would not believe that you are serious and provide no assistance to you at all. It is essential that you have your subconscious mind on your side at all times. So, for example, one of your tasks for the first day could be to look at the different ways that you can make $100,000 in the next year. This could be to get a higher paying job or even a second job. Or it could be to create a side hustle, like an online business, to make the additional money that you need. It is essential that you take action right away. Write a list of your daily tasks each day and cross them off when you have achieved them. As time goes on, your subconscious will change and your winning mindset will take hold. Try not to miss taking action on any day if you can. If you have something on your to-do list that you were unable to complete, then don't beat yourself up over this. Just transfer it to your task list for the next day and get it done then. When you do complete all of your daily tasks, then give yourself a congratulatory pat on the back. Be accountable. If you work a job, then you have a boss to be accountable to. With a business, it is all about being accountable to the customers. When you are working on your goals to achieve what you want in your life, then you are accountable to nobody. You can change this. Some people need others to be accountable to, and others don't. If you are a true self-starter, then you probably do not need anyone. But if this is your first time setting goals and seriously wanting to develop a winning mindset, then it is a good idea for you to have some accountability. If you want someone to push you and motivate you, then think about your circle of family and friends. Is there anyone in this group that will really tell you how it is and kick you in the rear if you are falling behind with your tasks? The last thing you want to do is choose someone that will sympathize with you and say things like, "Never mind, there's always tomorrow." You need someone who will truly hold you accountable. And if you are struggling to find someone, then there are websites where you can declare your goals and the community will push you hard to achieve them. Imagine this scenario. You are still working at your full-time job and you have had a stressful day. You return home and there are daily tasks waiting for you. So what do? Take the evening off? If you are not accountable to anyone, then you can easily procrastinate because only you will know about it. If you have to explain your lack of activity to someone that you know will give you a hard time, then this can be the extra push that you need to overcome the tiredness and tackle your tasks. You know which option is better, don't you? Don't share your goals with everyone. We do not recommend that you share your goals with everyone you know. Our reason for this is because, without exception, everyone has negative people within their circle of family and friends. If you are currently earning $30,000 a year and so are most of your friends, and you then suddenly announce that you will be earning $100,000 or more from the next year onwards, then this will shock people and probably make them jealous. They will find all kinds of ways to try and talk you out of this. You will hear things like, you'll never do it, and you haven't got what it takes. If you have a strong winning mindset and mental toughness, which we will discuss in a later video, then you can just let these kinds of comments bounce off you and carry on regardless. But you are not at this point yet, and this kind of negativity can be devastating to your progress. Sometimes people really close to you, such as your parents or siblings, may tell you that you are wasting your time. Some may even laugh at you. So our advice is to keep everything to yourself until you have developed the mental toughness to deal with this. In the next video, we will discuss how you can control your thoughts to develop your winning mindset.